Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Hey. We are holding on daf Lamed Dalet on the page. We are 3 lines from the bottom of the page. Bayi Rav Yosef. By Rav Yosef, Re'ir Rishon Shel Metzora Ma'usha Tatame B'masa. The first time a Metzora has a Re'iyas Dam. So is the, what's the halacha in terms of Tumas Masa in regards to that Re'iyas Dam? Rashi explains, if it were not a Metzora, it was just a regular person, so then there would be no Shaila that it would not be Metame B'masa, because it would have the same din as Shech Vasara. It would be just like becoming a Balkari. Whenever a Zav sees only one time, so he just has the Tuma of a Balkari. By a male Zav, if he sees twice, if he has a Re'iyas Ziva, it's not Dam, but he has a Re'iyas Ziva twice, he then needs Shiva Nekiyim. 3 times he needs to bring carbon, but once he only has Tumas Keri. So if it were just the Tumas Keri issue, so it's certainly not Metame Masa, like we learn that we know. Second Re'iyah, so it would also not be a Shaila, because even an Adam Tahari would be Metame Masa, because so the second Re'iyah of a Metzora for sure would be Metame Masa. The only difference between, that like we said, between two Re'iyahs and three Re'iyahs is a carbon. So what's the Shaila? The first Re'iyah that by a normal person would only be Metame B'maga, what's the din by a Metzora? Do we say that this is called one of the Mayanos of a Metzora, and any part of any liquid that comes out of his body that has a din of a Mayan is Metame B'masa? Or do we say that it's not called a Mayan, it's like any other Re'iyah Rishona, it's like any other first time any other normal person were to see, in which case it would only be Metame B'maga, and would not be Metame B'masa? So that's Rav Yosef Shaila. What's the halacha in terms of Tumas Masa? Makom Ziva Mayan Hu Metame, or Dil Malav Mayan Hu? Do we consider it a Mayan, or do we not consider it a Mayan? The Sidrei Tara writes that we also could have raised the Shaila by Re'iyah Shnia Shel Zav. For instance, if it happened that he was Roa Ba'ones, the halacha is that a Zav was Roa Ba'ones. The reason that a Zav had Ziva was as a result of some external stimuli, so that would not make him a Zav. So what if he had a Re'iyah Shnia Ba'ones, where he would never become a Zav Gomor as a result of that? We would still have the same Shaila in regards to a Metzora. Do we consider it a Mayan and therefore Metame B'masa, or do we not consider it a Mayan and he's not Metame B'masa? But the Gemara asks more simply, the Re'iyah Rishona of a Metzora. So the Gemara is going to have two opinions, two attempts at a Raya. We're going to have Rava and we're going to have Abaye. So Amar Rava Tashma will bring a Raya. Zovo Tamehu. Limid alazov shu tamei. Zov tameihu teaches us that zov is tamei. So the Rashi points out on the bottom, va'amr b'damanida da haikra l'rabos l'magal l'witzrich t'lo garam yishich v'zera elo l'masa. So we don't need such a pasuk. Tell me that the zov is tamei b'maga, because shich v'zera is also tamei b'maga. So at the very least, it's like shich v'zera. So what's the pasuk adding when it tells me that it's tamei? It must be that it's telling me it's tamei b'masa. So b'mai, what exactly are we talking about over here? Ilem, meaning who? Who's the zov is this that's metame b'masa? Ilem b'zav greda, if we're talking about a regular zov, well, la'acherim garim tuma, la'atzma l'kol shkein. A regular zov can even cause tuma for others. So for sure, the zov that comes from a regular zov can even cause tuma for others. For sure, it itself should be tame. So what does that mean? It can even cause tuma for others, and therefore it itself can be tame. So machlokas rishonim over here, says Rashi, la'acherim garim tuma l'tapalam rehem analef. Klomar tipazu, this drop of ziva that comes out, goremes lebala shemetame b'masa, will make it that the person from whom the ziva flowed from is metame b'masa. K'dichsev chalasher yetachtav v'kminen bel yonos v'zav. He atzma lokolshkein, meaning he could be metame that which goes on top of him, just by virtue of the fact that he carried it. Right, the person from whom the ziva flowed can be metame a beged that goes on top of him. That's what we discussed yesterday. That's called Elyono Shel Zav. Elyono Shel Zav, he can be metame. So if he can be metame something through masa, then for sure the flow itself, the liquid itself, the fluid itself that came out of his body that caused his tuma should for sure be able to be metame b'masa. One should definitely be tame by picking it up. That's Rashi. So it says Tosos, the Ein Niran, third line of Tosos, Elyon Rosh Elzav Einu Kari Masa. He says, wait a second. We never refer to Elyon Rosh Elzav as Masa. Veinu Metame Ela Ochlin Umashkin. Not only that, Elyon Rosh Elzav, the actual item that was on top of the Zav, is only Metame, only has the ability to be Metame foods. The Od, the Bezov Ki Agavna, Lo Ashkan El Kshatipa Bechaf Mozayin, Moznayim Vekar El Kafshniya. It would only be that Zov would only be Metame something by actually being lifting it up. Meaning, if you were to actually compare the tumah of the fluid with the tumah of the person from whom the fluid emanated, and we're trying to say, yes, the person could be metame things that he lifts, that would mean the zov should be able to be metame things that it lifts. Not that it should be tame when you lift it, it should be metame things that it lifts. How does this ziva lift anything unless you put it on one side of a scale and you put something else on another side of a scale? And that's very unusual. He says, no, this is what it must mean to say, that when the ziva comes out of this man, he himself is mitame other things when those other things carry him. That's what it means, he's mitame b'masa. If another person were to pick him up, he'd become tame. So too the ziva itself, the fluid itself, would become tame when other people pick it up, when other people lift it. That's what it means to say. So that's how Tosfos understands. Now the so says the Gemara, that's the Kal V'Chomer, that's Rava's Shita. So I'm sorry, that's not yet Rava's Shita. So we want to know, yeah, that is Rava's Shita. That it is. Rava just said that Zov is Metamib Masa. Whose Ziva are we talking about? Can't be a regular Zav's Ziva, because of course a regular Zav's Ziva is Metame Masa. That's a simple Kal V'Chomer, that it's Metame Masa. Elapshita B'Zav Mitzora. So whose Ziva are we talking about that's Metame Masa? It must be a Mitzora's Ziva. That's what, because a Mitzora we would not have been able to learn out from a Kal V'Chomer. Rashi points out that even though the Mitzora himself is also Metame Masa, but that's not on account of the Ziva that flowed from him, the Mitzora himself is Mitame Masa because he's a Mitzora, because of his Nega, having nothing to do with what flowed out of his body. So the Kal V'Chomer would be inoperative in this case, since the flow that's coming from his body is not causing him any Tumas Masa, so we would have no idea that the Zov itself is Mitame Masa. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell me, that the Zov itself is Mitame Masa. From the fact that the pasuk has to tell me that zov in the second ri'ia is metame b'masa, shema mina makom ziva lav mayanu. You see that in the first ri'ia must have not been metame b'masa because the makom ziva is not considered a mayan. So that's Rava's shita, that the first ri'ia would not be metame b'masa because the makom ziva is not considered a mayan at all. Now let's actually see the go a couple lines further. I'm going to review the Midas Karta L'Rava. So review the Midas Karta said to Rava Mimai, how do you know that your analysis of that pasuk is correct? Dilma Li'olamei Melach B'Zav Greida. Who said the pasuk is talking about a Zav Mitzora? Maybe it's something about a regular Zav. What was our problem of saying something about a regular Zav? That I already know that his Zov is Mitame B'Masa from a Kal V'Chomer. Udka Amrit, that which you said, L'Acherim Gorim Tuma, Li'atzma L'Kolshkein, that if the Zov is able to cause Tumas Masa to the person from whom it came out, so for sure it itself should be Mitame B'Masa. Well, that's not really a valid Kal V'Chomer. Big Sir Mishtale, there are other things in the Torah that are able to cause tumah to other items, but they themselves are not tamei. For instance, the Seir Mishtaleach, Shegorim tumah la'achirim, V'u'atz v'tar. The Seir Mishtaleach causes tumah to the one who's Mishtaleach it, but it itself is actually tahar. What do you mean it itself is actually tahar? Because it's a live animal. Animals are never tame except when they're dead, when they're nevela, they have tumas nevela. But live animals are never tame. They're called behema tamea, but that just means non-kosher. They never have a status of ritual impurity of tuma. So the seer mishalech is mitame those who deal with it, but it itself is not tame. The Rishonim raised the question, the Ritva and others, why do you need to mention the Seir Meshaleach? Why don't we just prove this from Dam Nida, that's Gorim Tumas Mishkav Moshev to others, but the Nida herself the dam itself does not make a mishkav v'moshav, meaning it makes the nida, makes the woman be tamei with mishkav v'moshav, but the dam itself is not metamei be mishkav v'moshav. So shouldn't dam nida be, and dam nida is a much closer parallel to zov than sierra mishtaleach, right? Zov is something that falls out of a person's body. We always put all the sugars of nida, zava, and zov all together. So dam nida seems to be a much better way to prove that we do sometimes have something that's able to be metame other things in a way that it itself is not tame. So the Ritva just answers very pashut that dam nida is different because the dam itself is not shayich to mishkav v'moshav. It's not a cushion. It's not a seat. It's not something that is a mishkav or a moshav. And therefore, whatever tumas are shayich to the dam, it absolutely does transmit to the nida. Whatever tumas are shayich to the dam that the nida has, it absolutely has as well. The dam absolutely has. Any tumah that the nida has that is shayich at all to the dam will also have. So mishkav moshav is not shayich at all. For instance, the nida has tumas masa, the dam also has tumas masa. So that's why we pick sirah mishaleach, that it's metame acherim b'magu b'masa, and it's shayich to magu umasa, yet it is not. It does not become tame through magu umasa. The Achronim also just raised the issue this week's parsha, zos chukas haTorah. So what do we talk about? The Parah Adumah. The whole process of Parah Adumah is delineated in this week's parsha. What makes the Parah Adumah so difficult to understand? What's the uniqueness of Parah Adumah? That it's metame all the people that work with it, even though it itself is tahar, and but the person who burns it is going to be tame. So isn't that a good example of something that's metame acherim, but it itself is tahar? So some of the achronim say, yeah, but that's why it's called zos chukas haTorah. We don't want to give an example from something that from the Torah itself it sounds like an exception. We'd rather give an example of something that sounds like the rule. But to me, it's still a big kasha. I always thought that was the whole uniqueness of the paraduma. Apparently, this is not so unique in Judaism, that we have something that's metame acherim, but it itself is tahar. I think by the Parah Adumah, that's not the kasha. The Parah Adumah, the strangeness and uniqueness of the Parah Adumah is not that it's metame acherim and it itself is tahar. It's that it's metame some people and metahir other people. It's not that it itself remains tahar. But still, the Gemara doesn't want to use that as a raya because, yeah, the Parah Adumah we know is an anomaly based on the fact that it could be metahir people who are tamei mason. So since it has that, it has an opposite effect on different people, so we don't want to bring Parah Adumah as a raya. So so that's Rava's shita and the rejection of Rava's shita. So again, the Gemara's question was: a mitzora sees ziva. A mitzora has a flow that comes out of his body. If it happened twice, then of course that flow would be mitame b'masa because it would make a person, even if a person were not a mitzora, the second flow would be mitame b'masa. But what about that first flow, that first ziva that comes out of a mitzora? By a regular person who would not be mitame b'masa would only have a din of keri. By a mitzora, does it have a din of keri, or is it mitame b'masa? Does it have a din of a mayan that's mitame b'masa? So Rava said, yes, it's mitame b'masa. We have a pasuk that must be talking about this because it can't be talking about anything else, and we reject. Rava said, that pasuk is not talking about a mitzora, that pasuk is talking about regular ziva, and therefore you have no raya whatsoever. That's talking about a re'iya shniya of a regular zav, and therefore you have no raya whatsoever. So says Gemara Amar Abaye. Abaye says, I'll take a shot at answering this question. Ma'ati ba'ilei, va'huda amar zos toras hazav, beim gadol beim katan. What's the big kasha? Why is Rav Yosef bothered by this shayla? He, after all, is the same one who said, Zos Toras Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan, that Ziva applies equally to children and adults. V'kimin d'nafkalei mehasam, ayasalei l'zachar, l'rabos mitzor l'mayanosav. Point is, once he darshaned Ben Katan Ben Gadol from Zos Toras Hazav, he has an extra word to still use that he hasn't darshaned. Namely, the word l'zachar, to come to include a mitzora for the tumah of his mayanos, and nekeva l'rabos mitzora'as l'mayanoseha. An extra word nekeva to come to tell me that the mayanos of mitzora'as are metame. Va'akshi rachmana mitzora l'zav gamur. And the Torah compares mitzora to a regular full-fledged zav. Ma'zav gamur metame masa afri'ir rishonash l'mitzora metame masa. Meaning anything that comes out of mitzora at any time has the full status of something that were to come out of a full-fledged zav, someone who already had multiple re'ios. So just like a re'ia shnia of a full-fledged zav is metame masa, re'ia rishona of a mitzora is metame masa, because anything that comes out of a mitzora at any time has same status as a full, as something that comes out of a full-fledged zav. Now it is an unusual language Abaye uses. Mighty baile v'huda amar. Why is he bothered by this? He's the guy that said earlier. So who's the he? So Rashi tells us that the he that he's referring to is Rav Yosef. Why is Rav Yosef asking this kasha? He's the one that taught us earlier this drasha. The Aruch Nar says, how can you say about Rav Yosef, who damar zos taras azav? Adrab, Rav Yosef didn't know that braisa. In the Gemara we had on Lam Dalar and Beis, we had the suffix Shem Reish Lakish about Re'ir Rishonu Shal Zav Katan, whether Zav Katan in his first Re'iah is Metam Maga, and Rava is the one that brought in this brisa, because he thought that we learn katan from the zachar, like Rashi says. So he didn't know this brisa. We don't have anything about Rav Yosef knowing this brisa. So says the Aruch Lener, had it not been for Rashi, he would have thought that Abaye was saying this not about Rav Yosef but about Rava, that Rava tried to be poshet his suffix, the suffix of Rav Yosef, from a brisa that darshins a pasuk zovo tamei, and Rav Yehuda Midaskarta asks on that drasha. So Abaye says, what was Rava having a suffix about that he needed this brisa that darshin zovo tamei, this pasuk that he quoted to give a teretz, it's mufrach, a teretz that anyway we could ask kashas on and that we're going to reject. He himself quoted a brisa where the answer is so clear. He had such a better source. Rava had such a better source to answer from, where you wouldn't even have an opening for Rav Yosef's suffix about Ria Rishona Shal Mitzora, because it wouldn't be an issue. Anything that a Mitzora sees has a full din of anything that a Zav sees, so it would have been a non-starter. That's how the Aruch Lener says he would have interpreted the Gemara had it not been for the fact that Rashi attributes this line to reference to Rav Yosef. Period. Amar Rav Huna, Ria Rishona Shel Zav Metame Ba'ones. The first Ria of a Zav is Metame even if it happens Ba'ones. Meaning normally, the halacha is that if a Zav sees something as a result of an external stimulus, so it's not Metame, it does not have the status of Tumah Ziva. But by a Metzora, it will be Metame Ba'ones. If you look at Rashi, four lines into the very wide lines, Osa Tumah Kala Amuraba, whatever Tumah this has, meaning the first Ria of a Zav is not metame very much. It's only tumas maga. It only has a din of shechva zera. But that tumah, that light tumah that we say about it, maga of a tumas erev bikeri, it should probably be kikeri. Well, it's starif l'shnia l'tame kizav gamur, and the fact that it counts as number one of several re'ios that could ultimately make him a zav gamur. So whatever status this has, even if it happens ba'ones, it has that full status. That's the point that we're trying to make. By the re'iyah shniyah, if it's ba'ones, it's not going to make him a zav. Re'iyah rishona, to have it count as shech vazara, to make him like a balkari, to start off the count of re'iyos, so that even if it happens ba'ones, it can be effective. Shenemar, zos toras zav asher teitzi mimenu shech vazara. The pasuk directly links ziva and shech vazara. Ma shech vazara metame ba'ones, after re'iyah rishona shel zav metame ba'ones. Just like shech vazara is metame ba'ones, so to re'iyah rishona of zav is metame ba'ones. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas, four rayas, whether this is true or not. Tashima, raya number one, ra riya rishona bot ginoso. By the first riya, we already checked to see what caused that riya. So my lav l'tumah is next. Aren't we checking to see what caused that riya so we can know if it counts toward making the person tame? Doesn't that imply that if it came about as a result of an onus, he would not become tame? That riya rishona shel zav that's bonus against what Rav Huna said would not count if it's bonus? Says Gemara lo l'karba. No, it's got nothing to do with checking to see if he's tame. We're just going to want to know if he's going to be chayiv a karban. If the first one was ba'ones, so then on the third one, on the second one, he's definitely going to be a full-fledged zav, but on the third one, he would not yet be chayiv a karban. Because in order to be chayiv a karban, all three need to be shelo ba'ones. That's not a raya. That's an invalid raya. Tashma says, well, I'll bring another raya. With the second ri'ya, we're bodekim. So, lemai, why are we bodekim on the second ri'ya? Ilem el karban, if we're bodek to see if he saw bonus or not, for the sake of knowing whether he's going to be chayv a karban, avalatuma lo, but not for tuma. For tuma, it wouldn't make a difference. Ikri kanmi besaro velo machmasonso. Well, then we should say, what do you mean for tuma? It doesn't make a difference. Of course, it makes a difference for tuma. On the second ri'ya, it's obvious that we darshan from a pasuk that if the second ri'ya happens ba'ones, then for sure he would not be tame. Elav l'tuma. Obviously, by the second ri'ya, we're looking at whether it happened ba'ones to determine his tuma status. Okay, good. Once we say we have two sentences in the brisa, ri'ya rishona, we have to check into it. Ri'ya shniya, we have to check into it, and we know that the ri'ya shniya that we're checking into is to determine the tuma status. So doesn't that tell me that the ri'ya rishona that we're checking into is also to determine the tuma status? When we say for the tuma, reshanami the tuma. So isn't this clearly a raya, therefore, that even Re'ir Rishona, if it happens ba'ones, would not be metame? Says Gemara Midi'iria, hakadisavakadis. So who told you that just because the second Re'ir is to determine tuma status, that the first Re'ir is to determine tuma status? Maybe not at all. Maybe the second Re'ir is to determine tuma status. The first Re'ir is to know where we are in the cheshbon of bringing a karban, but nothing to do with tuma whatsoever. So that's not a good raya either. Raya number three, Tashema, Vaiter in that same brisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af b'shlishi botkenoso mipnei karban. That even on the third raya, we have to see if it happens ba'ones in order to be able to determine karban, whether you chayv a karban or not. Mechal de Tanakama mipnei atuma kamar. Sounds like the Tanakama up until now was talking about tuma, that the reason we're being bodek is for the sake of tuma. Rabbi Elazar adds that you even check if it happened ba'ones on the third raya, because that's no get to carbon. That's not going to be no get to tuma anymore, because by the second ri'ya they're already fully tame. So that's going to be no get only to the carbon. But the implication is that the Tanakama wasn't checking for carbon. The Tanakama was checking for tuma even on the first ri'ya. Says Gemara lo, the kulyan le carbon. No, everyone says we're checking for carbon. The machlokis between Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer of whether you need to check on that third ri'ya whether it was ba'ones or not to be mechayev a carbon is as follows. Meaning, essentially, what's going to come out is as follows: that Rabbi Eliezer holds, if a person is going to be chayav a karban for being a zav, you need to make sure all three re'ios did not happen ba'ones. If any of the three re'ios happened ba'ones, then the person would not be chayav a karban as a zav. Tanakama would hold, you only need to check the first two. You don't need to check the third. If a guy has two re'ios not ba'ones, then the third re'ia you don't have to look into. You could just assume that he's going to be chayav a karban. So how do they arrive at their different shitos? They're actually arguing how to darshin the word es in the Torah. Rabbanan lo darshi esim, Rabbi Lezer darish esim. It's a machlokas in darshin in psukim. Rabbanan lo darshi esim. The Rabbanan are not going to darshin es, and therefore they learn as follows. Hazav chada. They learn from hazav, that's one. Zovo tarti. Lezachar. And then on the third one, it already says Lezachar l'nekeva. So on the third Re'ia, we already say he has the same din as a Nekeva. What's the same din as a Nekeva? That a Nekeva, if she's Ro'a Ba'ones, it would still have a full effect on her. So the Zachar, by the third Re'ia, shifts over to having the halach of a Nekeva. First two Re'ios, he needed to see Shalo Ba'ones. By the third Re'ia, even if he sees Ba'ones, V'Rablazer Darsh Asim, V'Rablazer Darshins Asim. So the way he darshins it is as follows. Hazav Chada. Es Tarti. Zovo Tlas. Berevi'i Akshe Rachmana L'Nekeva. The only time the Zav is the Zav that sees Ba'ones is going to make a difference is on the fourth Re'ia. What do you mean the fourth Re'ia? Fourth Ria, he's already chayiv a karban. So says Rashi, this is not about tuma. And it's not about korban because mishloshi chayev lei, right? It can't be about tumah because you're already fully tameh on the second riyah. It can't be about korban because you're already chayev a korban on the third riyah. Elul stira. Now this is about ruining a shiva nekiyim, meaning by the next riyah that is a tameh riyah. If she's already in the middle of counting, or the man is already in the middle of counting shiva nekiyim, seven clean days, and then this riyah happens, so does it ruin the shiva nekiyim? So we're saying yes, it ruins the shiva nekiyim, even if it happens ba'ones, because now he's shifted over to the status of a nekeva by the fourth ri'iyah. But that's the machlokas. Is it the third ri'iyah or the fourth ri'iyah? So it comes out very amazing that the shita of the Tanakam, the shita of the Rabbanan, is that a zav sees ba'ones in the first two ri'iyahs, it's ineffective, it doesn't accomplish being mitamehim. But let's say he's already tameh from seeing ba'ones in the first two ri'iyahs, by the third ri'iyah, by seeing shaloba onus in the first two riyas, by the third riyah, we don't check into it. So the Achronim raise the following chakira. We don't check into it. What does that mean, we don't check into it? Does that mean that we don't check into it because it doesn't matter whether it's ba'ones or whether it's not ba'ones? It's not going to make a difference anyway. He's going to be chayv a karban. Or maybe no. Maybe if it's ba'ones, he's not chayv a karban. But we don't check into it because the Torah tells us that we have the right to assume that if the first two riyas were shaloba onus, then mistama, the third ri'iyah, was shaloba onus as well. Nafka, this is a Nezer HaKodesh, raises this chakira. And nafka mina would be, if you know bibirur, that it was ba'onus. If you know for sure that it did happen ba'onus. Because if it's only a safek, and it's because of raglayim ledavar that we're tola, that it must be that if the first two were shaloba onus, it is also shaloba onus. So then when you know that it is ba'onus, you should not be chayv a karban. But if it's because it doesn't matter whether it's ba'onus or not ba'onus, so then even in this case, you would be chayiv a karban. So Rashi, on the reason of the chum that it gives, that the Gemara gives, because the Re'iyah Shlishis is Hukash L'Nekeva, Rashi writes, Kolomar, Yeshlo Din Nekeva, Shem Tama Ba'onas. Rashi is very clear that already by the third time he has a din of a Nekeva, that even if it is Ba'onas, he's Metame. Very clear that it's not just that we're told that Mestama was Shalom Ba'onas. No, that it doesn't matter whether it was Ba'onas or not ba'onas. However, the Rash on in the Rishon, the commentary to the Mishnayos, Maseches Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, points out that the Lashon of the Mishnah in Maseches Zavim, in Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, and in Maseches Nazir over there in Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet is Mishenizkak Leziva Ein Bot Gnoso. Onso Usveko Ushikvazaro Temeim She Raglayim Ledavar. Sounds like he becomes, from the moment he becomes a Zav Gomer, Misha Nizkak Leziva, once he has the full status of a Zav, by seeing two times, any Re'iyah that he sees afterwards, we are Tola Iziva, because Raglayim Ledavar, that it comes as a result of the Zov. Sounds that the reason of the third Re'iyah and on, that we're going to be Metame, we're not going to check whether it happened Ba'onas or not, is because of a Taliya, is because we're Tola Bedavar. So that sounds against Rashi. The Lashon of the Mishnah is against Rashi. Okay, so there's a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim about this. The Rambam paskins that the Re'iyah Shlishis ain't both Gnoso, but the Rambam himself paskins the halacha that we are Doresh Esim. So that's another problem over here. Because if you're Doresh Esim, then you should hold the Re'iyah Shlishis that we are Bodek, right? That's the okay. So let's leave that at that. Fourth raya now. Four lines from the bottom. Tashima, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, V'alo Zav B'chlal Balkeri Haya. A Zav is already at least a Balkeri. V'lama Yatza. Why do we have to take him out of the Parsha Balkeri and give him his own separate halachos? L'hakal Lav L'achmir Lav. Because a Zav has certain things that are more kal than a Balkeri, certain things that are more chamor. L'hakal Lav Shein Metami Bonus. For instance, a Balkeri by definition always sees as a result of an external stimulus as something that as a result of arousal. That's how he becomes a Balkari. But a Zav has a Kula that if it happens as a result of something external, something that happens to him, so then he's not Mitame. Ula Hachmir Lav, but we're also more Machmir and a Zav, Shu also Mishkav Moshev, that a Zav is Mitame more. A Zav is Mitame more intensely, can make a Mishkav Moshev. So what kind of Zav are we talking about over here? Emas. Either in Riya Shnia, if we're talking about the Riya Shnia of a Zav, Hey Chava B'chal Balkari, when would a Zav, why would we say about that? The heading of this statement was that a Zav was the same as a Balkari, that the Riya Shnia is not at all the same as a Balkari. The first Riya, he's the same as a Balkari. El Pshita B'Riya Rishona, so obviously we're talking about the Riya Rishona, the Katani L'Hakal of Shena Metami Bonus, and it says Beferish that he's not Metami Bonus. So isn't this an answer to our Kasha? Is a Zav or Shaila, is a Zav and Riya Rishona Metame ba'ones or not? So the answer is no, he's not metame ba'ones. So as more of a tizbra, you think you're on that interpretation is correct. Lahachmir lov sholso mishkov moshev. We say that we're more machmir by zav that he's metame mishkov moshev. Priya rishona bar mishkov moshev. Who does that happen on the Riya Rishona? That's clearly not a din in the Riya Rishona that he's metame mishkov moshev. Elahachi kamar Rabbi Yitzchak omer. This is what it means. Say Rabbi Yitzchak says as follows: Valo zav bichlal balkeri haya b'Riya Rishona. A zav had the same status of a Balkari in the first Riya. V'lama yatsubi Riya Shnia lahakel alav lahachmir alav. Why do we separate a Zav from the second Riya and on? Both to teach a kula about a Zav on the second Riya and a chumra about a Zav on the second Riya. Lahakel alav shenu metami bonus on the second Riya that he's not metami bonus. Lahachmir alav shosu mishkav moshav. And to be machmir that on the second Riya he's metami mishkav moshav. But on the first Riya he's a regular Balkari. He's metami bonus just like a Balkari is metami bonus on the first Riya. It's only on the second Riya that we say he's different and he's not metami bonus. So that Raya failed as well. Period. Next sugya. Amar Rav Huna. Zov domen lemei betzik shel sarim. What does ziva look like? So it looks like the liquid that floats on top of a barley dough. When you make a barley dough, the liquid stuff that's mixed in with the dough, that's what it looks like. Some sort of whitish thing, yellowish thing. Zov bami basar meis. Zov comes out. How does a man know if he's becoming a zov or if he's becoming a balkeri? Well, zov comes when he has basar meis, when he does not have an erection. Shechva zara bami basar achai. Shechva zara comes when it's basar achai. Zov dia v'domel loven beit samuzeres. Zov is more more fluid. It's not as connected, and is like the loven beitza muzaris. It's like the white part of an egg that has not been fertilized. Shechvazera kshura. Shechvazera is more in a single unit. Vidoma, it sticks together more. Vidoma the loven beitza shena muzaris, and it's more like the white part of an egg that's ena muzaris. Fine. Dama yoleda shalot tavla. Then the Mishnah went on to talk about the dama yoledas. This goes back to the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, that let's say you had a Yoledes, all 7 days of after giving birth to a boy are done, but she didn't go to the mikvah. So Beis Shammai said, okay, the dam is only metame lach, but not yavesh, and Beis Hillel says it's metame both lach and yavesh. So says the Gemara, Tanya Amal and Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai yata modem benida shalotav levras adam shi itimeya. Don't you agree that by a nida that did not go to the mikvah and she sees more dam, that it's going to be tamei lach and yavesh? Why should it be any different by yoledus? Yoledus doesn't go to the mikvah, she sees more dam, it should also be metame lach v'yavesh. So Amal and Beis Shammai, lo, and Marta benida shalotavlu tav levras atimeya. By a nida, even if she went to the mikvah and then saw dam, it's metame both lach and yavesh. So that's not a raya. Tomer b'yoledus. Can you then bring a raya to Yoledes, who if she were to go to the mikvah and see dam, that dam would be tar, because the Yoledes after 7 days goes to the mikvah, then for the next 33 days, doesn't matter what comes out of her body, she's tar. So how could you compare those two cases? So Amar Lahem still responds, Yoledes b'zov tochiach. But look at a case of Yoledes b'zov. Shem tavla v'rasa li'achri me'svira tahora. If she were to go to the mikvah and then see dam, after she finishes her shiva nikiyim, she's still in the yimei tahor and she's going to be Torah. But if she doesn't go to the mikvah and she sees dam, that dam is absolutely tamei. So shouldn't that be a raya that a regular yoledas, the dam that she sees if she doesn't go to the mikvah should be tamei? So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai said back, who had the tshuva? I don't know what you're talking about. That's exactly our point. We think that a yoledas bezov, that if she sees dam after going to the mikvah, that it is going to be tamei dam. I don't know what you're talking about. We don't agree with that. So says Amar Lahem Beis Shammai, does this mean to suggest that there's actually machlokes veshayim beisil about this? Doesn't everyone agree by yoledes bezov that it's metamelach viyavesh? How could you say otherwise? It says more lo kasha, kancha sofra, kancha lo sofra. No, yoledes bezov that has not yet counted her shivanakiyim is metamelach viyavesh. If she's already counted and hasn't gone to the mikvah, that's where there's a machlokas beisham and beisil. Vatanya, and then we have a brisa that says exactly that. Yoledes bezov shesofra velo tavla verasa holchu beisham elishitasan beisil elishitasan. If yoledes bezov already counted shivanakiyim and did not go to the mikvah and then sees more dam, beisham would say that she's tar, beisil would say tame. Beisham would say that the dam itself is only mitame lach midrabbanon and not yavesh, and beisil would say it's mitame both lach and yavesh midaoraisa. But that's only if it's safra. If it's low safra, then of course even Beshamay is moda that it has full-fledged status of tumah. Big fat period. Now we begin a huge sugya. We only have a couple minutes left today, but it's a big sugya. Maybe we'll talk about it a lot more tomorrow. And that is the sugya of Mayan Echad or Shnei Mayanos. We know that after a woman gives birth for the first 7 days of baby boy, first 14 days of baby girl, she's Tameh, but for the following 33 days for a boy, 6 days for a girl, no matter what comes out of her body, she's Tahora. Now, why is that? Is it a different dam coming from a different place? Or do we assume, no, it's the same dam coming from the same place, it's just that the halacha changes on that dam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu magically turned that dam from Dam Tameh to Dam Tar at the 14-day mark. That is Machlokas Amoraim. Itmar, Rav Amar Mayan, Echadu, Atar Tumasav, Atar Tiyato. Rav says it's one Mayan, it comes from the same place, the Torah is Tamiyat, the Torah is Matayr. The Levi Amar Shnei Mayanos Heim, and Levi says it's two Mayanos. Nista Matame Niftach Tor, Nista Matahor Niftach Tame. When the Tame Mayan closes up, the Tor Mayan opens up. When the spring of Tahor blood closes up, the Tame spring opens up. May Benayil, May Naf Kamina. What difference does it make? Either way, first 14 days by a girl, she's Tame. After that, next 6 days, she's Tor. And then after that, she's Tame again. So what difference does it make? Ika Benayil, Shofas. Let's say she continually flows blood from within 7 days till after 7 days. It's one straight flow, so you know that it's not a new Mayan, it's the same Mayan that was flowing. Or from within 40 days to after 40 days, from the Torah to the Tameh. You know that it's one Mayan straight, so you know that it has to be coming from one Mayan. So the Rav, according to Rav, that yeah, it's always one Mayan, Reisha L'Kuliva Seif L'Chumra. So in the case where you're going from the Yimei Tumah to the Yimei Tara, we would say that, yeah, she's still going to be Tahar. But in the case where you're going from the Yimei Tara to the Yimei Tumah, now she's going to become Tameh. The Levi, Reisha L'Chumra Seif L'Kuliva, and Levi would say the opposite. Levi would say, no, in this case, you know it's only one Mayan, it's not coming from Shnei Mayanos, and therefore, if she's flowing from the 14th day into the 15th day, that blood from the 15th day is still going to be Tameh, because you know that it's this case is one Mayan. Normally it's Shnei Mayanos. So the Gemara from here to the end of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph is going to bring six Rayas. Who's correct in this Machlokas? Let's try to quickly read through one of them. We have our Mishnah about the Dama Yoledes before she went to the Mikvah. Kasalka Dait the Pasco. We're assuming that she stopped seeing Dam at some point. So Bishlam the Rav Damer Mayan Echad Hu Mishamachim Mitamilach V'Yavesh. So according to Rav, I understand why that dam that after the 7 days are over is going to be mitame lach viyavish. El Levi domer shnei mayanos say nemar mitame lach viyavish. But according to Levi, why should that dam be tar? It's coming from a tar mayan. Samer lach Levi yachem ayaskin b'shofas. Levi says no. We're talking about a case where she's bleeding straight out. Ibishofas my time to beshamei. Well, if she's bleeding straight, then what's the svar for beshamei to say that it's only mitame lach and not yavish? So k'saver beshamei mayin echadu. Levi would say I hold shnei mayanos because I pasken like Beis Hillel. But I think Beis Shammai holds what Rav says. I think Beis Shammai holds it's Mayan Echad. So Bishlam and Levi behind the Dika bin Beis Shammai Beis Hillel El Rav Mai Bin Ayu. Good, so now Levi has something to say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about. According to Rav, that everybody holds Mayan Echad, what's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So Dika bin Ayu, Yomei Yutvila. Beis Shammai Savri Bi Yomei Tal Rachmano, Beis Hillel Savri Bi Yomei Yutvila. The Nafkamina is, when does it turn? Beis Shammai holds it will turn from Dam Tameh to Dam Tahar, not only when the right amount of days leave, but when she has to be tova. Only when the right amount of days leave, that's good enough. Beis Hillel says, in order for it to turn from Dam Tameh to Dam Tar, you need the right amount of days plus a tevila. Okay, we'll do the other five rayas tomorrow, so maybe we'll talk about it a little more.